We got one! We got one!
Vital signs?
All looks good. She seems okay. I think she's still asleep.
Is it damaged at all?
Not as far as I can tell.
Well, all right. Nice targeting, Shaira. Let me go look it over. Shaira?
Yes, Pelisaria?
We agreed on getting a female, right?
Uh-huh.
And all of our equipment is specifically designed to map a female's body, right?
Yeah.
Our project is titled Exploration of the Anatomy of a Female Human, is it not?
Working title, but yeah.
Then can you tell me, Shaira, why the human laying in front of me is a male?
What are you talking about? That's a female.
Pull up page 76 in the textbook. Look at the sexual characteristics sidebar, will you?
Hang on for just a yapto. Okay, got it.
Now read over the tertiary male characteristics.
Short hair, narrow hips, broad shoulders. The human has all of these. Well, we could just have a female who doesn't project femininity.
For the record, you made me do this.
Oh! Is that a human reproductive organ?
A male one.
Can I touch it?
Let's wake it up first. It's a class 3 sentient, meaning sexual inspection without expressed consent is an ethics violation. Shaira, can you give it another dose of paralytic and then just, I don't know, reach out and rock it back and forth a little?
Do we have to do the paralytic? I'm sure he'll already be scared out of his mind. We can at least let him move.
Fine, no paralytic. But write down the movement patterns. We need data.
Stars, he's kind of cute, isn't he?
You think it's cute?
Just a little bit. His skin is so soft, and his hair just kind of frames his face, I guess. And I bet he has pretty eyes. Human eyes are so pretty. They come in different colors, you know.
Yeah, I know. I was there for intro to... Wait. Are you attracted to the human?
No!
Oh my gods, you totally are! You're one of those terrifiles!
I am not! I just think they're adorable!
Then why did I catch you test driving to a vid of human mating rituals?
It's not like you've never done anything weird. You slept with a Thryvion.
Okay, that's not even in the same solar system as wanting to fuck a human.
They're a class 3 sentient, you said it yourself. And our DNA is 93% identical.
It would still be weird as hell. Whatever, just wake it. And try to keep it in your flight suit.
Fine. Rise and shine, human. It's time to wake up. Don't panic, human. We would never hurt you. We just want to get a better look at you. You're on a spacecraft from another planet. My name is Shaira, and this is my partner, Pelisaria. I was right. Your eyes are so pretty.
You know it can't understand you, right? I mean, what are the odds that our species would somehow miraculously evolve with parallel linguistic conventions?
I know, but I just want him to feel safe.
I'm going to start the disrobing process.
If it doesn't understand us, how can it consent?
I'm going to take mine off to demonstrate, and then point to him. You do the same.
Okay.
Shaira?
Yeah?
Don't take this the wrong way, but I would kill for a body like yours.
Thanks, but you're not so bad looking yourself. Hey, the human is disrobing!
Alright, it knows how to follow directions. Make sure it stays on the table though, would you?
You got it. Okay, human, I'm just going to gently hold you down. Just look up at me with those lovely eyes of yours. Actually, wait. Hey, Pelisaria? Is it humans that do that hypnosis thing with their eyes?
You're thinking of Trivids. Humans can't hypnotize you. Give it all the creepy eye contact your heart's desire. In the meantime, I'm going to explore its body. Okay, field of movement for left arm, 360 degrees. Bicep muscle is firm. My gods, is it firm? Elbow is about 90 degrees in every direction. wrist seems to work like a ball joint, but I can't be sure until I review the scans. Same for the right arm, Shaira?
Looks like it. Also, his pupils constrict when I go bioluminescent, so I think he has some measure of night vision.
Write that down. I'm going to poke at its torso a bit. Seems to be relatively soft, no plating of any kind. I assume the digestive tract is located right about here.
Should I just keep holding its head?
Yeah. Stay down, human. Don't move unless we say so.
Stop it. You're scaring him. He can't even understand you.
Well, he stopped moving, so the message got across somehow. Reproductive organ is, well, I can't vouch for size relative to other humans. This is the only one I've seen. Response to stimuli. Let's move it around. Shaira, write down genitals gravitate toward incompetent pilots, would you?
You're pointing it at me with your hand.
So, we need to harvest a sperm sample. I'm told the most efficient way is when you get your mouth around their genitalia, so...
Can I do it?
Huh?
Can I harvest the sample?
That's really supposed to be my job.
Oh my god, you're aroused too! Don't tell me you're becoming a filthy terrophile. Did your opinion change when you saw his body, or just when you got a better look at his cock?
I have to admit, the genitalia is impressive. It appears specifically designed to pleasure and impregnate the females.
Don't you wish our species wasn't monogender? Wouldn't it be cool to have some of these walking around?
I kind of wish I had one.
Tell you what, we'll collect the sample together. He seems pretty excited at the prospect. Let's get to work.
I like the taste. Kind of sour. But in a good way.
I like the way he gets harder and harder in my mouth.
When you flick one of your tongues against the tip, he goes crazy. Watch.
Was that moan you?
No, I think that was him. But that other one was definitely me.
Well?
He seems to release some kind of protein during his orgasm. Composition seems to be citric acid, some amino acids, fructose enzymes, a little potassium, maybe? Some zinc, and phosphorylcholine. But just a little.
I'll write that down.
Now, how do we measure the female response to stimuli without a female?
I actually had a thought about that.
Oh?
So, anatomically, we are 93% similar to a human female, right?
Uh-huh.
So, hypothetically, if I were to mount the human, I could determine exactly how much pleasure the female experiences during the act.
You think our systems are that close to one another?
Well, the only other option is bringing a female up here, and I do not want to risk fucking up another grab, do you?
Definitely not. All right, freak, get up there. In the meantime, I'll test his... tongue dexterity.
Is that one of the things we were looking to test?
Shut up.
Right. Hold still, human. I'm just going to straddle you real quick. Helps that you got hard again so fast. How do you do that?
And I'll climb onto his face.
Okay, I'm just going to give it one last lick for good luck. And now we can start.
Oh, he's getting... he's getting right after it, isn't he?
Oh, gods. Yes. Yes.
It's like a Uruguay's tongue.
Oh, I think I'm squeezing him a little too hard. Sorry.
Do you want me to make him let go of your hips?
Oh, hell no. Yes, put that human cock deep inside of me. Rearrange my fucking insides. Yes, just like that.
You don't let up, do you, human? Maybe if you just slow down.
Oh, shut up, Pelisaria!
Yep, okay, sorry. He's just...
Oh, my gods. I'm going to... Sorry I snapped. I just...
Oh, no, it's okay. I wasn't sure how to transcribe the moaning, so I just put sexual prowess satisfactory.
Yeah, for sure it was. Ooh, do you think we could take him home with us? You know, just keep him around the dorm?
Shy, he's got a home. And a life, probably. Besides, you know the policies about visiting unaligned planets.
Take nothing but holographic vids, leave nothing but radiation signatures.
That's right. Now, let's get the human back to his home and his bed. You'd like that, wouldn't you, human? Would you like that?
He understood us this whole time.
Make a note of that, would you, Shaira?